There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between evaluation and criticism. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Court's in session. It's court docket 1119, case Thanksgiving host being put into the Judgment Zone this morning. Let's call her Ma. Everybody's coming over.
To right. Ma's house.
Everybody's coming over. And it's a big gathering. There's a lot of people.
Of course, it's
big
Thanksgiving.
Gathering. Yeah.
Sure.
And of course, Ma's cooking the turkey. It's just like a Norman Rockwell picture. And everybody is to bring sides. And what
oh,
puts
it's that
her,
kind of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, what puts her in the judgment zone is that she assigns all of the guests that are coming which dish to prepare and pass, specifically what to make. For instance, the green bean casserole that Aunt so-and-so has to come with the crispy fried onions on the side because somebody has, you know, she does, some people don't like that. So that's, she has to make it to the host's specifications.
So she's not saying, hey, bring a dish to pass. It's what dish you're
exactly
preparing.
Right.
Okay. All right.
You need to bring the cranberry Jell-O mold.
Okay. And that is why she's in the judgment zone?
Why she is in the judgment zone. To assign guests a specific dish to cook.
Okay.
Is that jerk or justified?
I would hate to call Ma a jerk, but Ma, you're being a jerk. You can't. I don't know how to cook. Somehow, I was born and raised in a 100% Italian family without the cooking gene. I don't know what happened to my DNA, but that little whatever fell off the chain.
Okay.
So if you were to assign me this gourmet mashed potato dish, whatever, I would have no idea. I like to bring the salad.
Mashed potatoes, the recipe and instructions are in the name.
Oh, you can bring the flakes?
No,
I'll bring the flakes.
Mashed
potatoes.
Yeah. It's exactly, that's all the instructions you need to know.
Right. Okay. It's not that it's like coca vin.
Whatever.
I don't know what does that mean.
You have to allow your guests to bring whatever they are the experts at.
Someone needs to take control of this chaotic situation. It's not a potluck where you go and you're like, oh, let's be pleasantly surprised. What kind of food's going to be there? We don't know. It's fun. This is an organized execution of festivities. There has to be specific dishes there, right? Got to have mash, got to have stuffing, got to have green bean casserole, got to be, right? All that stuff has to be the cranberry sauce. So that stuff has to be there, and it has to be up to par. Mm. So Ma has to delegate this based on what she sees fit. My girlfriend's parents are doing this. It's it's justified.
Oh,
we have to actually bring the green bean casserole. It's funny you said that.
I am certain that the majority of the courtroom jurors will say that this is a jerk move. That I will even put a wager on this victory today.
Oh. Okay.
I have a good feeling about today's case and this week's case. I'm going to kick your butt all week in
all
the judgment
week?
Zone.
Oh. Well,
week.
We're only here 3 days.
Okay.
Want to make a bet?
That's why I'm so confident. I got three victories.
Three? Oh, you're going to sweep me.
You predict you're going to win every day this week?
Well, the majority of cases.
Yes.
All right, best of three. What's the bet? I'll win. No, best of three.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no, I like this. Okay, so the first to two victories this week, because it's only a three-day week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we'll be doing music Thursday and Friday.
So when I win today, okay.
All right, right. Okay, so what's the bet? What are we betting?
Well, I don't really know. Well, I mean, what do you want to bet?
If she's the one that says, hey, why don't you throw something at her in case she loses?
All right, so the loser has to...
it's obviously not going to be money because you're not worth anything.
And you're not going to give up any.
Yeah.
because I don't have a 2% interest return.
You just bought a Beamer you can't afford.
There is, money's no fun. That's not a fun wager. We need a fun wager.
You have to drink when you lose.
What? Oh, I'm not doing these stupid food bets.
No, yes, you are. We'll get a blender and we'll blend up. What are the things that you don't eat from the turkey?
The giblets?
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, like the heart and the liver and the kidneys.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we'll do. We'll get a blender and we'll put all that in a blender and you have to take a shot or drink a little bit of that if you lose on the air on Wednesday.
Oh, giblet smoothie.
God. No.
Yep. Loser has to do that.
Okay. Giblet smoothie.
Or you want to do money? $100
$100 No way in hell am I giving you $100.
Then put your giblets where your mouth is.
I mean, I'm pretty darn confident that I'm going to win today and at least one more.
All right.
Okay. Best. All right. Let's go.
Best two out of three has to drink the gizzard. Drink the
That's
shot.
That's ridiculous. Now, listen,
yes or no?
Jury 2222899. Even more so than ever. I don't even give a damn if you think this case is jerk or not. You are going to vote jerk.
What's the case again?
To assign the guests a specific dish to cook, you must bring the green bean casserole. You must bring the shrimp cocktail. You must. Okay. Is that person jerk or justified?
Do you agree to the sentence when you lose? If you lose?
If I say no, then that means that I'm showing weakness. So, yes, I confidently agree to your wager.
All right, dude. You're on the judgment zone. You're the first member of the jury here. Do you vote jerk or justified for the host?
Justified.
It is justified. Oh.
Kanye.
Yo.
Kanye.
What up?
I know what you can bet on.
What's that?
Make her and you, if you guys lose, you'll call him king or queen for 2 weeks.
2 weeks? It's a long time.
Oh, I like that. Write that down. We'll save that one.
I like this one.
Is this James?
And kiss their foot.
Okay, we're taking it a little too far now. I'm not kissing Kanye's foot.
Shorty has to eat my giblets.
That's a justified.
King and queen. I would love to hear you say Queen Sandy.
Hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
Justified.
Okay. Now, I don't know what I ever did to you.
Tell people what to bring. Makes it easy.
Yeah, but why don't you allow them to bring whatever they're really good at making, preparing? Let give you advance notice so you know you can organize the menu, but you can't delegate a food that they don't know how to prepare. It's going to turn out like crap.
Google. Everybody has Google.
You don't want to give everyone the free rein to pick what they want because everyone's going to pick something easy. And then you have to be the person that's like, oh, you can't bring that. Sorry about your luck. Makes it easy to just tell everyone what to bring.
That's great. That's great logic.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can just ask Google.
Right. How do you vote? Jerk or justified?
Definitely justified.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not.
Sorry, Sandy, but it's easy. It makes it easy for everybody. If everybody's specialty is the same, they all do great stuffing, then it's a problem. I wouldn't mind it. It makes it easy as a guest. Nope, justified.
All right, make sure you listen in this time around 8 o'clock hour Wednesday when Sandy's sentencing is put into place.
I have a feeling Sandy's going down this week.
Oh, no. Wow. Okay. All right. I don't think so. There's still hope.
Do you like gizzards? Do you like giblets?
I'm pretty sure today's not going to be your day.
Thank you. You're on the judgment zone. The buzz. Go ahead.
Justified.
Hope you're thirsty,
okay.
Sandy.
I think we're a little confused about this case. Now, if you are not very good at green bean casserole, but you are like a master at mashed potatoes, why would you serve everyone a subpar dish? Why wouldn't you want to serve your best?
That's what cookbooks and Google are for.
Yeah, but it's the first time you make anything, it doesn't come out right. You can give the host a heads up. Hey, listen, I'm going to bring the mashed potatoes, so make sure nobody else brings it.
No.
Thank you.
Everybody just wants to see Sandy drink blended turkey gizzards on Wednesday. I'm pumped.
It's the giblet smoothie. Hi to Buzz. Is the jerk or justified?
Justified.
I just want to say sentencing is around 8:20 on Wednesday.
Can you just side with jerk just so Kanye has to deal with the sentencing? Please.
Hi to Buzz. You're on the judgment zone. Jerk or justified?
Justified, because mom knows who knows how to make everything.
Oh.
Because what?
Ma.
Because mom knows who knows how to make everything.
Not necessarily.
No,
don't give mom so much credit. Please.
She does, because I'm a mom, and I know all my girls. So.
That's right.
Justified.
Thank you.
Your Thanksgiving host accepts, tells the guests what to bring, what to make, what to prepare, what recipes to pass. Jerk Justified.
Hi. I say 100% jerk.
Oh, thank there you. Go, you.
All right.
How is a jerk?
That?
Mama knows best.
So my ex-mother-in-law used to do that to all of us. She would have a Thanksgiving planning meeting, and she would invite all the women in the family, but totally leave me out and just dictate, like, hey, you're making the green bean casserole, or you're doing Brussels sprouts this year. Like, cool, thanks. 2 days before Thanksgiving.
And how was Thanksgiving dinner? Was it good, delicious, tasty, fun?
Well, no one else in the family really knew how to cook. I'm Italian, so I actually, like, know how to cook, and I could have probably done a better side than just something minimal.
See?
But
you got to assign, whatever you're really good at. Thank you very much. And aren't you excited to have Kanye go through with the sentencing on Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thanks, guys. Have
Best
a great
two
morning.
Out of three. Okay, thank you. Let's go to the call. Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
Oh, jerk.
What?
Jerk.
Yeah, oh, phone's jerk. Breaking up. I'm sorry. We have to go to somebody.
I heard a lot of clears.
I heard jerk.
I don't know if it's the Italian in us, but if you're hosting it, you're providing everything.
Well, yeah, that's how the Italians roll. Yeah, we're a bunch of martyrs that we just slave over the stove and complain about it. Sure.
Thank you. Hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Thank you.
Did you hear about the sentencing? Whoever loses this whole week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, has to drink blended turkey gizzards on Wednesday in 8 o'clock hour.
I heard that.
And you don't want to change your vote?
No.
Us girls, we need to stick together.
She's in Sandy's camp on this one. All right. Hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or justified for the Thanksgiving host to assign the guests which dish to prepare and pass? Jerk or justified?
You're justified.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Us guys have to stick together.
You don't even sound
Damn
like
right.
You sound like you don't even cook.
Look,
you have no
so
idea.
You can look up a recipe.
I know, right? YouTube.
Just because you can look up a recipe doesn't mean you can nail it. Don't haven't you ever heard of
you
nail
know
it,
how to
fail
read
it,
and stuff like that? Like, screw that.
How about follow directions? All you got to do is follow the directions. You know?
Absolutely.
It's not like baking where it's a science. Hi, Devaz. Jerk or justified.
Hey, Scott. How many times can I tell you and Sandy and Kanye jerk?
Thank you. Let's see. I need a handful. So can we say it a whole time?
Thanks.
You actually need three jerks to come in and tie it.
That's it? That's all I need?
Just to tie it.
Sudden death.
Come on. Think about this. You don't want somebody who is awful at baking one of the main dishes. You may or may not know what they're good at cooking, right? Don't you want them to bring what's in their heart, what they're going to get joy out of making for the family? Please.
I'll take some calls.
Please. I don't like the gizzards. I can't even touch the gizzards.
Hi to Buzz.
Drink them.
Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Oh, there's one.
No. Okay.
Wait,
I love you.
Hold on a second.
Your check's in the mail.
It is the host's job to organize everything, but not to dictate.
Absolutely
open it up people for what they are best at and what they feel comfortable making, and then you make sure everything else fits around it.
Are you a football fan? Do you like the Buffalo Bills?
I certainly do.
Okay, now what's the Bills'
ticket holder, actually.
Great. So you know what's the Bills' main problem right now? What position are they having a problem with?
Well, they have a problem at quarterback, but they also don't have an offensive line.
Right. Okay, right, but without the quarterback, the team is in shambles. So this Ma has to be a good quarterback and delegate as best as possible.
But what if Ma is putting the kicker on the field? The kicker only knows how to kick, right? The kicker doesn't know how to run defense, offense, whatever fence.
Okay, let's get off this fence and get on. Hi to Buzz, you're on the Judgment Zone. Is the host jerk or justified for telling you exactly what they want brought to the party?
Justified.
It's all over.
Field goal.
Wait,
it's
we're not
good.
Done. We're done?
Today, Kanye wins, and Sandy, you have two more chances to beat him this week.